I'm so excited to share this episode with you guys. It's how to turn complaining into change. And as we all know, this year in particular has given us all a lot to complain about. Not only is there a lot to complain about, there is a lot of complaining going on. Understandably so. However, complaining creates no environment for solution or change. So I really recommend, if you've got a pen and some paper, to write some of these points down, because it's really going to help you a lot. Complaining adds no value to your life whatsoever. There is nothing valuable or helpful or solution-oriented about complaining. And something happens in our minds when we complain chronically. It produces negativity, it produces chaos, and nothing good comes from it. If you notice people that complain a lot, it seems like everything is always going wrong in their life. And every time you talk to them, it's like, oh my gosh, something else has happened and something else has happened. And they always have something to complain about. But every time you speak to that person, there's nothing positive. There's no praise report. There's no positive outcome coming from what they're usually chronically complaining about. So there's no helpful asset to complaining. Complaining is always a reflection of us not doing what we should or could be doing. So that's the next important thing to remember. Because usually when we're complaining about something and we evaluate our circumstances, we can see that there's something that we are procrastinating on, something that we're not applying to our lives. And this is creating a space for us to sit in that space and complain. So things that are out of our control are different. And I want to talk about that for a minute, because when I'm talking about complaining, I'm not referring to situations where there are things that are completely out of our control. When it comes to a death, a loss of a family member, a friend, an illness, cancer, you know, something horrific like that, where we need to express our grief or our pain, that's something that's entirely different. And that's not considered complaining. And I just want to make that clear, because when there are situations that are not within our control, we need to have an environment and space where we can share our feelings and emotions surrounding that, and feel safe in doing that. What I'm referring to here is things that are within our control that we complain about. So anything that is within our control that we have any control over whatsoever, that we can base choices around, that we are complaining about, is almost always a reflection of something that we should or could be doing. And I can't think of there being any other case or explanation around that. So when you think about almost every situation that you're in, that you're doing that, where you have choices and you have options and you're complaining, that's usually the case. So how do we get on the other side of that? The first step is going to be to evaluate your situation. Evaluating our situations and circumstances is crucial to discovering what our choices and options are and what we can do to move on the other side of complaining into creating change. So the next step I want you to think about, once you've evaluated your circumstances is write down what your choices are, what your options are, what you do have control over. Because when you can look at that on paper and recognize that, you are opening a whole new world of opportunity. Once you've done that, the next step is really simple. And that is just to take one small step to begin creating the change that you want to see to better your circumstances. So, like I said, it starts with evaluating and seeing what those choices are, and then taking that intentional step or steps to begin creating the change that you want to see. So when you start doing this and putting that into action, it creates a shift in your mindset. And why is that? Because once you start thinking about what you could do to change or better your circumstances, once you start breaking that down and going through it, and then you take that next step to start creating that change and that shift, your mind becomes focused on solution-oriented ways of living. And then all of that negativity, all of that complaining no longer has room or space to continue festering. And this gives you control over your own life, power over your own life, and your own choices that you are, if you are able and willing to make, to do so. And it's important to be really mindful about this, because I'm going to share a story with you. And it's something that takes practice, and it's something that has taken years of practice for me to get good at. So with my story, I have a chronic illness, and I have an autoimmune condition that I developed 10 years ago that has progressively gotten worse to the point where I was no longer able to do physical labor anymore as a hairstylist. So I had to stop doing hair after 16 years. And that was a really difficult decision for me to make, especially when it was a source of income that was providing for my family. And I could no longer rely on that. So it was a really difficult decision to make, but not just a decision that I had to make. It was like accepting that it became the only decision to have to make to step away from it. But then the decisions following that were how do I do that? And then how do I not only step away from this, but how do I go into something else that I can be successful in and that can still bring in an income for me to be able to contribute to my family? So there was a lot of choices surrounding that decision. So with my chronic illness, there are days I get these massive headaches and I become debilitated and I'm not able to even get out of bed some days. And I become so frustrated because I have children that depend on me. I have a family that depends on me. And suddenly I am completely down and not able to function or help or contribute to my family in any way. And there's so many feelings and emotions that surround that as well. Me feeling like, you know, not just helpless, but also useless and, you know, just all kinds of self-doubt, thoughts of self-doubt that start creeping in. So when I'm in this situation, it's easy for me to get into a mode where I just want to complain. And I'm not talking about complaining to others, like friends, family, and things like that, or a support group. I start, because that's really not me, but I start complaining to myself. And I think a lot of you can relate to this, because I start complaining in my own head about what is going on with me. And I'm going, God, and I start complaining to God. He's definitely one that I probably complain to the most. So I catch myself doing this, and I have to stop myself. And sometimes it's so bad that I have to stop myself and ask myself, how is this helping me? It's not. So then I have to think about what I'm doing, how it's not helping me, and what I need to do to get on the other side of this. So, like I said, I evaluate my situation, I evaluate my circumstances, and ask myself, okay, what can I focus on doing when I'm not able to function? What can I focus on doing that would better my situation, that would put me in a better mindset? It's not just about stopping complaining. You can sit there and tell somebody, stop thinking so negatively. Why are you doing that? That's not helpful. You have to do something about it. You have to take action. You have to intentionally and mindfully put yourself in a situation mentally where you can do something different to create a better outcome. So I've asked myself this many times, what can I do in this situation to better my circumstances? And I have to list the choices and options I have in my mind. And when you really think about and write out the choices and options you have, you usually find out there's a lot more choices that you have available to you than you realized. And once you realize that, like I said, this whole world of opportunity opens up for you to create change. And then all of a sudden, practicing this again and again creates that environment that doesn't allow the negativity to sink in. And now you are living out a solution-oriented life.